we offer you Escape. Escape with us now to the Old West and the unusual story of a merciless professional killer as Ernest Haycox tells it in Wild Jack Rhett.
Red Mesa. A little town springing out of the hot, dry prairie beside the Chisholm Trail. A saloon, a hotel, two general stores, and a tiny church where the decent citizenry might pray for salvation while a wilder element, trail driver and teamster and buffalo hunter, restlessly searched out friend and enemy along the dusty main street. A small hill rose on the western edge of Red Mesa, plagued with a rash of graves, some marked and cared for, others sinking and forgotten.
Man that is born of woman hath but a short time to live and is full of misery. He cometh up and is cut down like a flower. He flieth as it were a shadow. While we're praying, a couple of you boys start throwing some dirt on the sheriff. O Lord, with whom do live the spirits of them that be dead, and in whom the souls of men?
And that same evening, a committee of the leading citizens of Red Mesa gathered together at Mayor Wayne's home to decide upon a new sheriff.
All right, gentlemen, sit down and let's get this settled. Gentlemen, to make this town a decent place for our women, folk, and children, we've got to have a sheriff Todd Mallon and his kind can't kill. We need the toughest gunfighter available. And I want to propose...
Just a minute, Mayor Wayne. Let me speak.
All right. Go ahead, Boy Allen.
I don't think we should get all upset just because we lost another sheriff. Jim Speed worked out fine for Red Mesa. All we need is another sheriff just about like him.
I expected that, Bo Helen. All you look out for is to keep that saloon of yours full of anybody who'll buy whiskey and gamble. I still propose we reform this town by sending for a man some of you may have heard of, Jack Rhett.
Gentlemen, I do want my saloon full, and full of the only men who'll bring any money at all into Red Mesa. Cowpunchers coming up the Chisholm Trail with Texas cattle. Thirsty men on the prod from a long drive. But you give them Jack Red instead of a little fun, and this town will go broke.
We'll chance that, Bo Helen. We'll chance that.
What about Matt Travner? What's he got to say?
I have nothing to say, gentlemen. As U.S. Deputy Marshal for the district, my job is strictly outside Red Mesa. You run your town any way you like. I'll handle the surrounding territory.
Know anything about Jack Red, Travner?
Just by reputation. Professional town tamer, and I've heard he's the most cold-blooded killer ever drew a gun.
Ravner's right. We can't afford a man like that here.
Let's put it to a vote, gentlemen. All in favor of sending for Jack Rhett, raise their right hand. 5-1. The matter is settled, gentlemen. Good night.
Good night.
I wait.
You'll wait and see Mary, Ravner?
If you don't mind, Mayor.
Of course. Sit down. She'll be out in a minute. Well, poor Helen is pretty mad. But after Jack Red is here for a while, at least there'll be less gunfighting.
Be less anyway if Todd Mallon were out of the way. He sets a bad example. He's a hard man to catch.
Well, you've done all you can, Travner. There's just too much territory around here for Mallon and his gang to lose themselves in. He'll have to be taken by a town officer, and I think Red is the man to do it, if Mallon comes to town again.
He'll come, Mayor. The word gets out that Red is sheriff here. Mallon will have to face him or lose his reputation with his own men.
Oh. Good evening, Father. Hello, Matt.
Good evening.
Hello, darling.
Well, Matt Travner, aren't you going to kiss me?
Of course, sure. Here.
Mary, what a shameless wench you are.
Oh, Father, you're old-fashioned. After all, we're engaged.
Your mother, God rest her soul, didn't behave like that when we were engaged.
The war changed things, Father.
I know, but not for the better. Well, I'm off to bed. Don't stay up too late now. Good night.
Good night, Father. Sir. You look worried, Matt.
Do I?
Tell me about it.
Well, it's just that they're sending for a new sheriff, a legal killer named Rhett. He has quite a reputation, and there'll always be men to challenge it.
That means more gunfighting. Is that it?
I'm afraid so. It's a bloody way to peace, Mary.
I know. Let's not worry about it now. Come on, I'll fix some coffee for us.
Three weeks later, Wild Jack Rhett rode into Red Mesa. He was 38 and at the peak of his reputation. He stood well over 6 feet, better than 200 pounds of plain sinew. Tawny blonde hair grew long in the frontier style, and his features, fair and tinted like a girl's, were boldly aquiline. He was a picturesque man, till one looked at his eyes, which were large and pale blue, and had the disconcerting trick of remaining too steadily on people. There was to be seen in him the suggestion of inhumanity. He sent word to the committee that he'd meet him at the mayor's office that evening.
There, it's 8 o'clock now. Where is he?
He's in town, and that's bad enough.
Dear sport, Bo Helen, we took a fair vote on Rhett.
Here he comes now.
My name is Jack Rhett. I have your offer.
I'm Peter Wayne, mayor of Red Mesa. Do you accept it?
Depends on what you want. Tell me.
Rhett, this is a difficult town. Chisholm Trail lies just across the river, and we get most of our money from the riders passing through Texas cattle. Now we want them to have a decent time for their money, but we don't like a lot of gunplay and killing.
I've always been accustomed to complete authority, Mayor. I presume to know my job, and I won't have interference.
That's agreed, Rhett. By the way, the last sheriff had a rule that riders leave their hardware at his office. He had trouble enforcing it.
A poor rule. Let them pack their guns.
That gives the wild ones a fair chance at you.
I never give a man a fair chance at me. Is that all, gentlemen?
Bo Helen's saloon was the usual deadfall, with a huge bar along one side of the room and gaming tables toward the rear. Next morning, Bo Helen stood tapping the mahogany of the bar with his fingertips, staring thoughtfully at nothing.
Good morning, Bo Helen.
It's noon, Samus.
Huh? Oh, sure. Draw me a beer, Mike. Where's the new sheriff, Bo Helen?
Over there at the corner table. Came in just before you did.
Uh-huh.
Barkeep, bring me a cigar and a glass of rye.
Yeah. Now he's going to clean and reload his 6 guns, one at a time.
By golly, he is. How'd you know?
It's an old gunman's trick to impress the citizens.
But there's no one here except you and me.
Then it's to impress me.
Don't hurt. Well, goodbye, Bo Helen, Mike.
You've got something to say to me, Bo Helen?
Yes, I have. You're smart, Red. I recognize that. But your record for killing is too severe, and my business depends on an open town. Now, the reform element got you, and I'll go along for now. But just remember one thing. I can break you, Rhett, any time.
I was waiting for that, Bo Helen.
Well, and I guess we understand each other.
Hello?
Oh, any luck, Matt?
Just a morning's ride.
Matt, here's Jack Rhett. Rhett, this is Mac Travener, U.S. Deputy Marshal for the district.
Glad to know you, Rhett.
You're young.
Don't be misled. Rhett, your job is in town, mine is everything outside. So I'll either back you up here in Red Mesa or leave you strictly alone.
I'll handle Red Mesa.
All right. One more thing. I want Todd Mallon. If he comes to town again, he'll have to be taken. Will you do that, or shall I?
What is he?
Outlaw. His main line is plain robbery. Now I want him for killing Jim Speed.
Let me handle Mallon.
Why?
Killing's my trade. Man doesn't live with enough animal instinct to get me.
Maybe. Killing you would build a man's reputation considerable.
Just so?
Well, good luck, Red.
There was peace for a full week in Red Mesa. And then on Saturday night, Matt Travner's prediction came true. Jack Rett was at his customary post just opposite Bo Helen's saloon, in a chair on the porch of the Chinook Hotel. Obscured by the shadows and watching the crowd, his cold, pale eyes half concealed by cigar smoke, trouble found him thus.
Evening, Sheriff.
Good evening, ma'am.
Keeping an eye on the boys, huh?
Where's the sweat that used to be Abilene? Where's he hiding? Where's that great man Wild Jack Rett? Bring him out!
Hello, cowboy.
That's a lot of killing for one, Sheriff. Three men. I don't like it.
Forget it, friend. Have a drink and forget it.
You're Bo Helen, ain't you?
That's right. Come on now, have one on the house. Now, Mike, fix him up.
I can pay for my liquor. You never gave him a chance. What kind of sheriff you got stands in a shadow and kills one man and then jumps 50 feet from his gun flash and shoots down two more? Those boys never had a chance at him.
Drink your drink, cowboy.
That was the most merciless killing I ever seen. He's a butcher. I wish I'd gunned him.
Shut up!
This is my game. They were fools to play it. Never buck a man who's spent his life learning to kill, son. Get out of town. Get out now.
What if I'd go?
Don't try it, son. Don't let your anger destroy you. Go on. Drift.
Blast your town. I can hold my thirst another 200 miles up the trail. Come on, boys. Yeah. We'll send word back to Texas to go around Red Mesa and let it dry to powder.
Yeah, sure will.
It won't do, Red.
It'll do, Bo Helen. Barkeep. Bring me a glass of rye. On the house.
Rhett stood with his back to the bar, holding his drink and a thin black cigar carefully in one hand. He stood there for about 10 minutes. Then trouble came again.
He's fighting in with four men.
Close the games. Open up the back doors.
Well, Jack Rett, now let's see you shoot down Todd Mallon and four men from the shadows.
Good night, Bo Helen.
When word came to Bo Helen's saloon that Todd Mallon was riding into Red Mesa with four men, Jack Rett simply walked out, crossed the street to his office, sat down and waited. 20 minutes later, Todd Mallon had arrived and departed. Not a shot fired. Then Jack Rett went quietly to bed. But early Sunday morning, he was back in his office.
Come in.
Morning, Rett.
Well, Travner?
There's talk, Rett.
I expect that.
Now, Rhett, you told me you'd handle Mallon if he came to town.
Yes, Travner.
Well, they say Mallon rode into town last night with four men, rode right up to this office, got down, came inside. That you and he stood here with this desk between you, talking. And then a few minutes later, Mallon left and rode out of town.
I play the game my own way, Travner. And I don't want interference from anybody.
People are saying maybe you and Mallon made a deal of some kind.
Well, now, somebody's breaking the Sabbath. You know who it could be, Travner?
No, I don't.
Well, it's a rifle. Sounds like one of those seven-shot Spencers.
And it's old Hack Crow.
Who's he?
An old trapper. Comes to town every few months, sells his furs, gets drunk, goes a little crazy. Jim Speed always laid him away in jail to sober.
Yeah, I'll take a look.
You better stop him, Red.
He's only got two shots left. That'll satisfy him. I doubt if he'll reload.
And if he notices us and decides to shoot?
Then I'll have to kill him. Hey, Who's that coming out of Bo Helen's?
You old bay. Gambler.
He's a fool.
Now he's getting his horse. You gonna stop him, Rhett?
No. Let him go.
Rhett, the town is your territory and I won't interfere. But why did you refuse a fair shot at Hack Crow? You old bay is dead.
Which is the more useful citizen, Travner? Crow or Bay? West is full of gamblers.
There was considerable talk that day in Red Mesa over Jack Rett's aloof and cruel calm in condoning a shooting that had occurred under his very eyes and within reach of his formidable gun. Then, mid-afternoon, a rider came up from the prairie and reported finding old Hack Crow dead in a coulee, dry-gulched and robbed. Mayor Wayne heard about it and went to Bo Helen's saloon to hear more.
Well, good evening, Mayor.
Hello, Bo Helen. Shot of brandy.
And what do you think of your great Jack Rett now, Mayor?
It looks bad.
Now, look, Mayor. Everyone knew Hack Crow carried his profits in his pocket. He always did that. So Red allowed him to leave, and Todd Mallon and his men were waiting for him in the coulee. It's as simple as that.
You have no proof of that, Bo Helen.
No? And why didn't Red take Mallon when he rode in here last night? Because they made a business arrangement, that's why.
Well, it doesn't look good, but...
Shh!
There's Red now.
Barkeep, glass of rye.
I don't want to talk to him yet. I'm leaving. Good night, Bo Helen.
Good night, Mayor. Mike, give me that rye. I'll take it over to the sheriff myself.